Richard Tallner lives in the country, so it's customary to honk the horn to announce your presence when you drive in. Tallner, a real estate agent and town assessor in the capital region, has lived with his wife for the past quarter century in a cozy bungalow filled with family antiques. We talk on his glassed-in porch, the snowy late-winter landscape unfolding in front of us. It's been decades since the darker times of his adolescence, when, starting in 1975, when he was 15 years old, he says a priest at a Catholic high school on Long Island molested him.
School was closed, and we went in to make posters for a Right to Life march, and we're making the posters, and he just took me to a different side of the building to make it easier to spread these posters out on a very large counter. But it was basically, 150 feet away on the other side of a whole, school complex. And he started molesting me and feeling me and things of that nature. I did not know what was going on, so I didn't say anything.
Tallner says the incidents continued for nearly two more years in the priest's private office, where he would summon him, saying he wanted to talk about school-related matters. But the meetings actually had another purpose, to continue the sexual abuse. When Tallner was 17 years old, his father died suddenly. It was then that he decided he needed to stand up for himself. When the priest came to the funeral home, Tallner confronted him and told him to stay away. After that, he says, he started telling people about his experience.
Some people like, oh, too bad. And some people like, yeah, sure. Or maybe you shouldn't discuss that. Or aren't you embarrassed? And I always just said very simple to anybody like me, I'm not the bad guy.
While he was still a student, he reported the incidents to school officials, a teacher, an administrator, even a visiting priest. But he never received any response. He talked to other students who said they'd also been molested, but they did not want to come forward. Finally, in 2002, when he was 42 years old, Tallner was contacted by a reporter at Newsday who'd heard about the allegations. He told the newspaper his story, and then he went to the police. That's where he learned that he could not press charges. The statute of limitations had run out 19 years before that date, when he was 23 years old. The priest was one of the subjects of a grand jury probe, though no charges were ever filed, and a church tribunal in 2009 found no wrongdoing. The priest is now retired. He does not have an active ministry. Despite his experiences, Tallner still attends religious services, and he's on a church board, although he's now an Episcopalian.
My problem is with the employees, not the company. The fact that the church let thousands of us down and turned their backs on us doesn't mean that the church as an institution isn't worthwhile.
Tallner has been advocating for the rights of abuse victims and for the Child Victims Act in New York for a dozen years. This year, Governor Cuomo put the measure in his state budget proposal, hoping to use the extra leverage the governor has during budget negotiations to enact the measure into law. Tallner hopes the cultural reckoning of the last several months over the sexual harassment of women will lead finally to greater rights for victims of childhood sexual abuse. And he urges holdout senators in the state Senate to act now.
The time has come. If you're not allowing us to vote now, you are against and you are trying to protect hidden predators.
He says if the Child Victims Act becomes law, he'll take advantage of the one-year window of opportunity to file a civil suit. If he were to win, he says he plans to give the money awarded for damages to charity. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.